IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to you, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So today we want to talk about the religion of Islam, the fastest growing religion all around the world. Muslim population growth? We can say it is believed that between 2015 and 2060, Muslim population is projected to increase by 70%, you know, and this is really a high. And some believe that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Why? The question is this. Brother Muhammad, let's start with you.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praises are to God and salutations to the noble prophet and his pure progeny. For us to understand the growth of Islam, we need to look at Islam itself and see what made Islam the fastest growing religion in the world. The point is, if you see, in the Quran itself, Allah says, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ أَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, meaning that, and this deen also has an interpretation, meaning that God Almighty has given you the way of life now, the final way of life. And then if you put this verse next to the verse, إِنَّ دِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, mm-hmm. right? We need to understand the proper tafsir and the interpretation of these two verses. The first one is that Islam, when we mean Islam, means taslim ilallah, meaning being submissive to God Almighty. So there is not a single prophet, there is not a single religion, true religion that came from God Almighty through his prophets that was not Islam. Prophet Adam was also Islam, Prophet Nuh Islam, and onwards. Jesus, Moses, all came. And if you ask a Christian, what do you follow? They say, we follow, in other words, it's Islam. Why? Because they submit to God Almighty. You ask a Jew, what do you follow? Islam. They submit to God Almighty, though in their own different ways, right? Now, the reason why Islam has grown is because it's the upgraded version of all the previous religions. أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ. We've perfected your religion. And religion, unfortunately, has after specifically after the Dark Ages, has given a picture of only priests and maulanas and the clergymen in the mosques and their centers and so on. No. When we mean religion, a way of life, your behavior with your family, your beliefs, your behavior with your people, the way you work, the way you earn. The permissible earnings, the impermissible, all of this the package of all of this is considered Islam. The belief of life before this life, the life, this life itself, and the life after this life. All of this is considered Islam. And okay. I think the core reason why Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world is because of Islam itself and the perfection of Islam. Mm-hmm. And anybody who gives, like for example, what Ayatollah, the leader of the Islamic Republic, he mentions in his letter to the youth of Europe, he says, do not take the word of the mainstream media as your final conclusion. Do your own research. This paves the first step for a person who really is seeking truth to find out what Islam is, to be really, without any discrimination, when a person looks at Islam, he will naturally be inclined to it because he understands the concepts, the philosophies, the important elements of Islam and how close it is to nature. It is actual nature. It is the nature and it is the way of life.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, brother. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, do you also believe that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world? According to statistics, on different centers, they're doing, it is believed that Islam, in general, the religion of Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. And might be, maybe, we can't say from 20, 25 or 30 years from now on, might be maybe the most followed by religion in the world. Do you believe that?
Yes, of course. First of all, we should know that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the Western societies, not in the Eastern societies.
Okay.
Because in the East, we have some religions like Buddhism, Hinduism. Mm-hmm. These religions, they have a kind of spiritual teachings for their followers. And while in the Western schools of thought, in the modern schools of thought, like philosophies like existentialism, pragmatism, communism, socialism, idealism, all these different ism, you do not find any kind of spirituality in these schools of thought. While human beings are always seeking spirituality,
yes,
they need this spirituality because we believe that not only we believe it's the fact, it's the reality that human beings are of two kind of dimensions. Their existence has two kind of dimensions or aspects. One is the material and physical and bodily dimension, and the other one is the transcendent or immaterial or spiritual kind of dimension for the human being. So in the modern schools of thought, yeah, they provide human being with whatever they need physically and materially.
Okay.
Because materially, the life is good in the Western societies, yes, in Europe, in the USA, as compared to the other countries. It could be better. But at the same time, there is depression, there is hopelessness, there's lots of other psychological and mental kind of problems and diseases that they suffer, the people of, for example, Sweden, Denmark, let's say, all these countries. According to the statistics, the life is the best life in these countries.
Okay.
Yeah, the material life, I mean the physical life, according to the statistics. If you search, for example, which country is the best country, they will introduce to Sweden, for example.
Okay.
But if you search for about the people of Sweden, the Swedish people, you see that lots of suicide kind of... suicide is committing by these people.
Depression,
hopelessness.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of painful kind of diseases they suffer from a lot.
The question is that.
Yes, I've heard recently, for example, in Japan, which is really a high tech society, in Tokyo, some of the people they do what? They hire a family.
Mm.
They hire a family to talk to them. You know,
to
you know, just flee away from depression and loneliness and something like that.
Yeah.
That's right. As you said,
that's
right. Everything not limited to the materialistic world.
Yeah, of course. Yes. When you limit human being, their life into material life, into physical life,
yes,
of course, it means that you ignored a very important dimension of his existence, which is spiritual.
And you believe that
Islam provides,
can help,
yeah,
especially
Islam is the
in the modern world,
exactly,
for all the people across the world,
yeah,
to get back to the spiritual sense of the
of
world.
Course.
That's right.
Look at, for example, the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's a religious system.
Okay.
In both economic, materially kind of spheres of life,
yes,
and spiritual. In both of them, they try to try their best to provide the people with all these things that they need. So that's why they succeed.
Okay.
But if you just limited the people's life, like communism or socialism, their main slogan was this, that we provide you with what? With, for example, food or a shelter, for example, finally a cloth.
Yes.
This was the main slogan or the main objective of socialism in the
world.
Equal
wages or something
that's
like
it.
That. That's right.
So while the people need something beyond these things,
yes,
that is the spirituality.
Okay.
I think that it could be one of the main reasons that for the Western societies, Westerners,
yes,
Islam is interesting.
Okay.
Because Islam provides them with both physical and, let's say, material needs,
yes,
as well as the spiritual needs.
Of course, the Islam that is shown on the media is very different from the real Islam, isn't it?
Yeah, that
and
is true.
I think the true face of the Islam is shown to the people and not deviated from the right path, because especially in the recent years by these extremist groups like ISIS and this and that, they tried, or after 9/11, okay, they tried to give and disgrace somehow Islam, give a kind of bad reputation or notorious look at the Muslim leaders and Islam all across the world. But I think that the people must get the true discerning power to differentiate between the true Islam and the media of false Islam, isn't it, Brother Muhammad?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the media itself, to be honest, helped Islam. If you look at the growth of Islam in the United States, the statistics, the highest peak of there was a spike of growth of Muslims after 9/11.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
What is the reason? 9/11 was supposed to propagate against Islam, was supposed to show how terrorizing Muslims are. But eventually what happens is after the incident, the people, they eventually research, right? The people, especially who are after the truth, they research. When they see that what's going on, it's oppression. Mm-hmm. And and in Farsi, we have this very famous proverb, the enemy becomes the reason for goodness if God wants. This is it. The enemy tries to propagate against Islam. And then when the youths, they go to research about Islam, they understand, oh, the core of Islam is not what's being advertised. Yeah. And these people who kind of, and to be honest, they do realize that these people who are kind of portraying themselves as Islam, and they're showing this aggressive part of, you know, so-called Islam, these are actually sponsored by non-Islamic regimes, exactly. Non-Islamic tyrannies. Right, and they understand all of this, and then they come to the conclusion that Islam is the right way of life. And to be, and even further than that, I think we should all not only look at outside of the diameter of Islam, look at how Islam itself is structured. It's very beautiful, as a matter of fact. And certain points we must consider when we see the why Islam is the fastest growing religion on earth. The first is the Prophet himself. He kept encouraging the Muslims to have more children. And if you look at the average children, the birth rate of a Muslim family is double or sometimes triple than a non-Muslim family. And it's not because if you look at, and the more astonishing thing is the Muslims generally are in much more poverty than the other religions, mm-hmm. but they still have more children. And why? Because they have this very great importance. They give importance and reverence to Islam. Further than that, if you look at the marriages, God says if you want according to the commandments, according to the ahkam of Islam, a man cannot permanently marry a non-Muslim woman, likewise vice versa. Now some might say, oh, why is your Islam straitjacketing us, not allowing us to have this love and so on? Look, love is in its own position, yes. But we are looking at something much more greater than love. You're looking at the belief and the worldview and the ideology of this person being at stake. That's why if you see many of these people who become Muslims, and they're very prominent Muslims because of their wives and their husbands.
That's right.
They fall in love to their wives. They fall in love to their husband, and then they were forced to accept. But then when they realize, oh, this force that they were, they were forced to accept Islam before their marriage, it was actually the best thing in their life. Mm-hmm. They understood that Islam is actually the right way of living.
Yes.
This is as I mentioned previously, the core of Islam itself brings people, because it's so close to the fitrah, the instinct nature of mankind, that it brings and attracts like a magnet towards itself.
Malcolm X has a beautiful quote regarding Islam. He says that America needs to understand Islam because this is the one religion that erases from its because this is the one religion that erases from its society the race problem. Throughout my travels in the Muslim world, I have met, talked to, and even eaten with people who in America would have been considered white. But the white attitude was removed from their minds by the religion of Islam. This is important, okay? I have never before seen sincere and true brotherhood practiced by all colors together, irrespective of their color. And this is the main difference between Malcolm X before converting to Islam and after that. Because before that, he was after the rights of the minorities, I mean the colored people, the black community or something like that. But he said, when I got to Mecca, I traveled and I got Hajj pilgrimage. Then I could understood that this has been the religion of Islam who could save us all in America from racism, you know, color problem and something like that. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. Thank you much. Thank you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. You've always
everyone will say, please save me, accept al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا.